Hi everyone, welcome to Empower, my power, your power, our power. Great shoes take you places, and if you love shoes as much as I do, you'll agree with me that a woman can never have enough shoes. And today we have with us just the right person to tell you what the hottest shoe trends are, not only in India but worldwide, and how to shop for shoes. And for all of you inspiring to be shoe designers out there, what it takes to be one. It is my pleasure to introduce Sonali Dalwani, footwear and accessory designer and founder of Crimson. Crimson is a luxury Indian footwear label which was conceptualized by designer Sonali in 2003 to bring international finesse to shoes with an Indian flair. As you can see, we see the international flair and the Indian touch. Okay, the brand serves a vast clientele worldwide, which includes some of the famous Indian celebrities as well, such as Alia Bhatt, Priyanka Chopra, Madhuri Dixit, Vidya Balan, and so many more. Sonali Dalwani's early years saw her working in close quarters with luxury international brands including Karl Lagerfeld, Mary McFadden, Pons Quintana, and Emmanuel Ungaro. I'm very impressed, I must say. And today she not only has her fabulous own brand Crimson, but also collaborates with great Indian designers, brands like her recent collaboration with Wendell Rodericks. Yeah. We'll pick her brains for some more, but without further ado, let's get to know more about Sonali Dalwani and Crimson. Hi Sonali, welcome to Empower.
Hi Meenakshi, thank you for having me on your show. This is just very sweet of you to give me such an elaborate...
No, I mean it's the truth. You know, people feel that every time I introduce them, I'm like, you know, blowing horns and talking, but it's actually everything that makes you who you are. It's your accomplishments, your hard work. It's just put together and, you know, described in a couple of paras, in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, but I'm really thankful for all the experiences I've had and the amazing, you know, response and love that I have and loyal client following. So yeah, it's been actually great. But this I love getting up every morning and doing what I do.
Oh, just like me. Yeah. That's what makes it all worth it, right?
Yeah.
So the thing is, I must tell you that I actually discovered your brand very organically on my own.
Yeah.
And then I ended up meeting you and I was like, you know, I wear your shoes. They are amazing. I've worn them for hours, even on shoots. And that to me is the truest testament of, you know, having a shoe that is comfortable, that is chic. I mean, you can wear it for style and comfort.
That's right.
And when I met you, I said, okay, fantastic, let's do this. And yes, you were so sweet and kind enough to agree to be on Empower. So really, I'm actually grateful
I'm
you're here.
I'm always supportive of women who have gotten out on their own and are doing great things, because as a community, we need to support each other.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so coming back to the shoes, it's our tagline is styled for comfort. So when I hear things that people are able to stand for long hours or walk for hours in our shoes,
right,
for me that's the biggest satisfaction. So yeah.
Yes, I recently wore them all over my holidays in Europe and trust me, they're amazing. So well, anyway, so tell us about your journey in fashion, footwear and the accessory industry. You just told me before we started recording that you started with handbags, so maybe shed a little light on that.
That's
and your brand Crimson has come to be lauded for its versatile design. So tell us, what's your USP?
So I started my journey with handbags as Crimson, the brand. And it was organic that we moved into shoes. It was a little bit of shoes, but it was mostly handbags. And in back in the day, I started in 2004. So back in the day, you know, we didn't have any international brands available in India. People only shopped when they went overseas. So when I started my label for handbags, I wanted to marry the West and the East. And so I had Indian textiles, Indian embroideries, Indian sensibility, but with Western silhouettes.
Correct.
And, you know, it was really well received. And we had a great spell doing handbags. And shoes started organically somewhere in between, and maybe 2008, I would say. And then it just took off, and you know, my focus then shifted onto footwear because it was, I just couldn't keep up the demand. So then I set up my own factory, and that's another whole story. But all the trouble I went through, and the problems.
No pain,
I had,
no gain, I say.
But it's so, yeah, and here we are today. So that's how we moved from handbags. I mean, I would love to go back to doing more handbags. Also, what happened was there was this phase when once the international brands came into the country, then everybody just wanted to carry handbags.
A branded bag.
International branded bag. And, you know, it was like a sort of like we've arrived.
Correct.
Kind of status thing, and then I did find that the sales went down because, you know, there weren't any were fewer takers for, you know, homegrown eclectic brands doing handbags. But now I find that people have had enough of that.
Absolutely.
And they are satiated, and they're actually looking back and in towards the Indian homegrown labels.
Yes.
And are very proud to carry them today.
And don't you think
which is lovely,
Yeah, and don't you think it's also because now it's very vocal for local made in India
or
using the arts and crafts that country has such a rich heritage of.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So like the embroidery or the embellishments.
Absolutely. And we have the most beautiful textiles.
Absolutely. And like, remember how I picked up one?
Yeah.
Like I
yeah.
went to pick up shoes from her lovely store and I saw this handbag. I think there were just a couple.
Yeah.
And it had feathers, and I was like, can I take this? And they were like, we don't even know if it's a sale. And I'm like, please ask your owner, I want to buy this bag or take it, you know, to Europe.
Yeah.
And I got so many compliments because international designers, the minute they start doing embellishments and embroideries, are charging you exorbitant prices.
Right. And it's all being made here.
Absolutely. So then they have their markups, and for them it's an imported item, right?
Yes.
Gotten into their countries.
So even when I worked with... all these big international labels that you mentioned, we were basically doing embroideries for them, and that was my foray into so my actual ground base work is from embroideries,
right?
So yeah, so then I worked with a export house that did footwear, and my children were little and I was very guilty all the time leaving them for all those long hours.
Yes.
And so I quit and I was like, I'll see what I'll do. And, you know, I started Crimson on a whim.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very well received. So many years later, you're,
yes,
you
and
know,
more
we're
power
still
to
here.
You, of course. So, and tell me, what was your inspiration to start the footwear brand?
So I did see a gap in the market.
Mm-hmm.
I did find that, you know, if you went into any Indian shoe store, I would buy my shoes overseas.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then you needed something and you would go into a store. And if it lasted you, if the store people would say, well, if it lasts you 3 months, be happy. You know. And since I had done footwear with the export company, I just figured that, you know, I know this.
Right.
I know, and I know there's a big gap, and
absolutely.
I know we can bring more to the Indian market. So that is where, you know, I decided that no, we have to.
Because we have great leather here too in India.
Yeah.
You know, like your leather wedges are so comfortable and nice.
It's actually
vegan. No?
It's all vegan.
Yes.
It's all faux leather.
Mm.
I think Indians like faux leather more, only maybe from a religious point of view.
Yes.
Maybe there are people who are very much anti, you know, you know, hurting animals and stuff. So I think most, if you see Indian local brands, are all vegan.
Right.
And leather's great too.
Correct.
But again, for the Indian market, I think, you know, the vegan
works
way
now.
Better. Yeah.
Tell me, you worked with some renowned luxury international brands, as we both mentioned, and you've also pursued a course in shoe sculpting. It sounds very fascinating. You know, we love art too, as much as we love fashion and accessories. So tell us about your experience working with the international designers, and how different is India's footwear requirements or styles to the international market?
So India is a very different market. And when I design for India, I design keeping the Indian sensibility in mind. And if I were designing for the international market, it's a completely different sensibility. Today, I'm really happy to say that Indians are going in for color.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But mostly, if you see, they wear very colorful clothes, and so they want very neutral shoes.
Correct.
So that's the basic difference. You would, you go abroad, you will see people wearing a lot of color mm-hmm. on their footwear. You don't see as much of that.
Yeah.
It's changing this season, I would say.
Right.
You know, people are saying, okay, it's okay to have an yeah. orange pair, a pink pair, or a blue
yeah.
pair.
Also because with the pop colors and the mixing of colors, that's
right.
trending too,
that's
right?
Right? That's
and
right.
you're getting a lot of younger clientele
that's
now.
That's right.
So I've
that's
seen right. the, like, how when, you know, there were mothers coming, now mothers, daughters, daughter-in-laws, everyone's
yes.
coming. Because
yes.
I see them shopping at your store,
yeah.
honestly. There's
yeah.
like a generation that comes together, or friends come together to
yeah.
shop.
Yeah.
So I think that all your newer collections have been really, really...
Yeah.
You know, fun
so that
and
was
young
a very,
as well.
That was a very intentional move.
Correct.
Because when I started back in 2000, in the 2000s, early 2000s, I was young too, you know.
Right.
And that was the need of the hour. People wanted neutrals. People wanted...
Your silver and gold also. Very classic.
Gold,
yeah. To go with Indian
yeah,
wear.
Yeah. To go with the Indian wear. And it's a sort of... We're very, very strong with the bridal market, but we also do a lot of other stuff. Like
yeah.
we also do day wear wedges
yeah.
and we do
flats
and stuff. Our biggest USP are our wedges even today. So just to give you guys an insight, our wedges don't weigh more than 100 grams.
Yes, they're
amazing.
So they're
that light.
Yes.
They're super light. They're feather light. And we've perfected the arch.
Yes,
so
you really
that's,
have.
Yeah, so that's why there's tremendous comfort, and we're known for our wedges.
Okay.
So we do everything, every kind. We do block heels, we do flats, but wedges are our mainstay. Yeah.
Right. Nice. So besides color, was there any major difference you saw internationally and
so
you know,
again,
compared to
attention
India?
For detail,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I always. You know, when I look at the shoe, I always look at it and say, okay, when I'm designing, what should it finally look like? And that, you know, every stitch and every detail, whether it's on the upper or on the shoe, on the heel, wherever, even on the footbed, has to be just perfect.
Right.
So that's something I've learned working with the international market. Of course... you know, in India, it's a little bit more relaxed in terms of compliances.
Mm.
We don't have those stringent compliances. If we were to export, it's a whole checklist of compliances that one needs to have. Sensibility differs tremendously, you
right.
know. So the Indian consumer is, you know, so used to wearing so much color on their clothing,
mm.
unlike in the West. In the West, they wear more neutrals, so
correct.
Then they can pop their footwear with, you know, fun colors and stuff. But in India, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
That's the basic difference, if you ask me. People wear a lot of color, a lot of print, and so they want to keep their shoes neutral because that way it goes with...
Everything. Correct.
Yeah. So that is changing. I'm seeing now people are looking at accessories a little bit differently,
yeah.
and it's okay to have multiple... shoes, you know, and
yeah, different colors.
It doesn't ever stop anybody to walk into a store and buy their 20th printed shirt,
right?
Or you know, their 50th white shirt,
correct.
You know, and they look at it like even if they've given it a few wears, they're happy, but they don't look at footwear like that.
Mm-hmm.
They look at footwear that if I have bought a pair of shoes, it must last me
yes.
forever,
yes.
But footwear does spoil. If you keep it and you don't wear it,
yes.
you know, the glue dries up because of the moisture in the air. And there are a lot of other
yes.
factors that, you know, work against this thing. So that's an advice I give all my people. that please give all your shoes a chance, because if you don't wear them, they're going to be
ruined. Yes, they start peeling or falling apart, right? Even the soles get spoiled.
So post-pandemic, we had a lot of people calling and saying, listen, our shoes are ruined and, you know, we've hardly worn it twice and we've taken it out after, you know, two years and... I'm like, it's not going to last.
You have to
make sure in a city like Bombay, if you don't have, like, you know, absorbents.
Yeah, because it's very humid,
Hot and humid, you have to change them on a monthly basis. Those boxes that you can put into your shoe closets or put like silicone gel every month, you have to change it.
Correct.
And the best thing is to just wear them. If you wear them, they will last.
Great.
If you don't wear them, you know, they're going
to
give way.
And coming back to the trend factor, I completely agree that now pop colors are in, and internationally and here, you can mix and match.
Yes.
You can wear a blue with a pink, you know, opposite contrasting colors are in.
Absolutely.
So I think that really helps.
That helps.
Like when I saw her latest collection, I was like, oh, I love the flats. Why don't you make heels with pop colors, you know?
Yeah.
So now people, the consumer, even me, like I would always go and buy more blacks.
Right.
You know, because of how you always need a black
you
pair.
You always need.
But now I experiment with color. I mix and match. So
that's
good for you. I mean, more the merrier.
Yeah. I mean, now it's like you've opened a box of candy, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's more fun you can have designing.
So we've spoken about trends. We've spoken about vegan leather, you know, eco-friendly, what everyone's going for. That's the trend even in India. You know, also, maybe you can shed some light on how different vegan leather is from animal leather and how... you already said how people are consciously making choices to design and to buy, you know, more eco-friendly options. What advice would you give to young or aspiring shoe designers?
So, coming back to your first
question.
Yes,
there are two parts. Sorry, I went along with... I'm so excited to know everything.
So, coming back to your first part, vegan leather, basically, they're just materials fused with a polyurethane thing to give it the effect of leather, so you can have them embossed, you can have them exactly looking like leather. It's so fantastic what you get available now. Leather, of course, has a certain suppleness to it, which there is a difference when you wear leather versus you wear non-leather, although it's coming very close. Stella McCartney is known for her vegan leather internationally. One will not even know if she did not, you know, advertise it in and promote it such. Indian brands are all mostly using vegan leather. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing, but it's not like it doesn't have an effect on the environment, you know.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, a certain element of plastic that is in the process of them making the vegan materials. So,
but however it is, at least it's not, you know, animal leather is what we're trying to say.
It isn't. It's great because although everyone wants vegan shoes but carries leather handbags.
We mix it up.
So, also we try and do... As a brand, we're very conscious that we don't overproduce. So in a way, we're trying to be very sustainable.
Yeah, no waste.
I've been in the business for a very, very long time. And, I'm happy to say we don't have dead stocks.
Nice.
So, you know, we try and do small batch productions. That way, you know, they're fresh product all the time. And it doesn't, it's consumed.
Correct.
So it's not like cluttering landfills.
Yes. And also
and
then
stuff.
You have a niche.
Yes.
You know, it's just not mass produced.
Yes.
It's got its own.
Yes.
It's your label, you
That's
know,
right.
that you're...
So customization is a big USP with our brand.
Yes, And so that was actually the part of my next question, that what advice would you give to young and aspiring shoe designers, and how important is customization? That is something that Crimson very, you know, beautifully provides to its clientele, as you just mentioned. So... Could you shed some light on that, please?
So for all the young aspiring designers out there, I would say, you should know what's going on in terms of trends, but follow your heart in terms of design, because that's what will set you apart. you know, there's a lot of noise and there's a lot of clutter out there, and everybody wants to do everything. But, you know, find your own niche and find your own sensibility and give that offering of yours to the world, because that's what will set you apart and that's what will make you stand out. So, yeah, and always, always just don't, you know, footwear is a science. So it needs to, it's you're standing on it for your whole day. I always say, if the shoe fits and you forget that it's on your foot, you've done a good job. If you know that there's a shoe on your foot, it's pinching you somewhere, yeah, it's hurting you somewhere, and you are can't wait to get home to throw it off.
Yeah.
So, you know, try and achieve that, because that's very, very important.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So, yes, please.
And coming to the second question of customization.
Yes.
So I found very early on into my brand being around, that people would come and say, can you do this for us? You know, I wish this was in a smaller heel. I wish, you know, this was red in color instead of black. And so, you know, I gave it a thought, and because I have my own factory, and as I said, because we do small batch production, I thought, okay, well, I can handle that.
Right.
So let me start. But more importantly, the reason why I started customization was because I found when people were unable to fit into a pair, they would go up a size.
Right.
And when you're wearing a pair of heels or wedges, or even flats for that matter, and you're going up a size, you're never going to find that level of comfort.
Absolutely, because it'll be a little loose or wide or whatever.
Yeah, it'll be a little, you know, you'll have space at the back of the shoe, and people will be able to notice that you're wearing the wrong size to begin with. But also, more importantly, when you're wearing a shoe which has a heel, there's an arch slope. So your foot needs to sit perfectly on arch for you to have the placement of, you know, your entire foot sitting on the
sole,
bed.
Yes.
You know, and that's what brings the comfort.
Correct.
So if your foot is sliding back and forth in the shoe, it's not going to be comfortable. So that's where I found that because I have my own factories, I can provide that service for my clients.
Yes.
So we fit shoes according to their widths, which is, I don't think any other brand is doing.
Yes.
And also because we do small batch productions, we're happy to provide this service to our clients. If they make any changes, if they want a higher heel or a lower heel, we charge a customization. But for the fit, we don't charge, because I feel that's a service we provide so that our clients come back to us.
Yes.
And, you know, they find that level of comfort they're looking for.
Yeah, no, and that is such a great USP that you have, because a person like me will drive down like more than an hour to your store just to buy shoes, because I know that you'll make it to fit me perfectly.
That's right.
You know, because I've had this exact problem where I would end up buying shoes half a size bigger or one size bigger just to have more comfort or space. But then when I was wearing them, you could make out they're bigger, like you said, from the back.
Yeah.
But I would be like, oh, I don't care what people think as long as I'm comfortable.
That's
so everyone wants comfort, but you want style and comfort combined, right? So it has to look perfect.
Yeah.
And
so we have our clients who come back to us all the time, and they'll be like, we know exactly how, you know, we need to fit their shoes. And you know, it's a service that we're providing. So it's actually a great feeling that people then, you know, appreciative of the effort that you're
doing. On that note, what advice would you give on shopping shoes? Like, how should one pair shoes with outfits? We've got the comfort, we've got the style element.
So I'll tell you about even with shopping for shoes. I think most people need to understand their feet.
Right.
Right? You have to kind of figure out your feet first before you go into a brand, into any store or shoe store and say, you know, I'm a size 38. You may not always be a size 38.
That's true. Right? It varies.
You may, you know, some European brands, you may be a 37 because they run wide.
Right.
In certain shoe stores, you may be a 39. Mm. Within the same brand, if the style is different, you may have to go up and down a size depending on how your foot fits into that shoe.
Yeah.
So don't be rigid about, yes, everyone knows the length of their foot. But, you know, you have to understand, do you have wide feet? Do you have very narrow feet? Do you have regular sized feet? Every brand carries their own fit.
Correct.
You know, so again, you have to find the brand that works for you.
Yeah.
You know, I find like, for example, I can just give you two international brands, a Charles and Keith and an Aldo. Mm-hmm. Charles and Keith run narrow, Aldo run wide. Mm-hmm. So if you know you have wide feet, Aldo would be a better fit.
Right.
If you know that you have
narrow feet,
you would be probably more comfortable in a pair of Charles and Keith. So just to kind of give you all the sense of understanding your feet, and there is no, you know, I mean, it's not a bad thing if a certain brand doesn't work for you.
Right.
The important thing is to find the brand that does work for you.
Yeah. You know? And any tips on, basic tips on like choosing shoe styles for outfits? Like matching and, you know, kind of coordinating.
So, as you said, now there's a lot of fusion happening. Mm. And there was this trend back in the day where people were wearing the kurti with jeans and a pair of kolhapuris. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a trend. But I think the most important thing is you have to create your own style.
I agree.
And if you can carry it off, you know, like... you can wear a pair of boots in the middle of summer in Bombay, but if you can carry it off, kudos to you.
Absolutely.
You know, so you have to find your own style.
Yeah.
So trends, I think, right now, you know, Birkenstock, chunky soles are trending, big clogs are trending, you know, square fronts are trending.
See, this is what our shoeholics have been waiting for from the you know, couture, the shoe couturier. I'm tagging you, naming you. Okay, so also, what's your advice for brides? Like, what are the bridal trends nowadays?
So in bridal shoes, again, I think the most important thing is to understand that you're going to dance in them. You're going to stand for 8 hours greeting all your guests in them. So I would say comfort is key. Make sure that you are extremely comfortable in your shoes. Of course, it has to match your outfit. Mm. I would say less is more. Mm. To me, always less is more. Because, you know, you have these beautiful lehengas that are so beautifully embellished.
Yeah,
and then on top of that, if you have a whole shoe that's embellished, it may take away.
No, but Crimson is, you're designing beautiful new ones I just saw, which I bought two, honestly.
Yeah.
Or you were, I actually got it as a gift, let me be honest, from you very generously. And they have beautiful embellishments on it, like crystals. And they're not too in your face.
Yeah.
I think they're very elegantly done.
So I think you have to kind of like, when I design, I kind of keep in mind that, okay, winner of the particular shoe? Is it the upper that I'm looking at, or is it the heel that I want people to look at? If I want people to look at the heel, I'll keep the upper very simple,
right,
the top part very simple, because the aesthetic has to remain.
Yeah.
You know, when it's like, you can't put everything just
because... the focal point
or the highlight of, like, what's the highlight of the shoe? So, like, even in the pair I'm wearing right now, we've done this entire embroidered heel on jute. Mm-hmm. And I've kept the upper very simple.
Yeah, so very elegant.
That's the way I look at design.
Okay.
It has to be aesthetic.
Nice. So, what are some of the evergreen styles that you recommend? Stilettos, wedges, or flats? Which are your favorites?
For me, wedges work.
Right.
But, you know, to each their own.
Right.
I have friends who wear 5-inch stilettos and I'm in awe. But that doesn't work for me anymore.
Yeah.
Although the younger generation, you know, are happy to be in sneakers when they party.
Absolutely.
You know, when we party in stilettos.
Right.
So, you know, again, it's what's trending.
Absolutely. But that kind of dictates a lot.
That dictates it a lot. And I find the younger generation loves flats.
Mm.
They are most comfortable in flats.
Yeah.
I feel they actually good on them that they don't have anything to prove.
Absolutely.
You know, they look fab.
Yes.
And
and they're comfortable.
And they're comfortable.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So tell me, what's in and what's out, according to you, if anything is ever out in shoes, I don't know, in 2022? And what are some of the trends that have never been your thing while designing shoes and accessories for your brand?
So we've stayed away, I have stayed away from designing stilettos. Not because I have an aversion to it, but I just feel that whatever I do, I want to do it to the best of my ability. And I find that we don't have in India the best skilled labor to do stilettos.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've deliberately stayed away from it in my brand, and I don't think I'll ever do it. Mm-hmm. So when I started doing wedges, I was like, I need to perfect wedges. Coming back to why I did the shoe course that I did in Italy. Was to basically perfect the techniques.
Right.
So I said, whatever I have to give and whatever I'm offering to my consumer has to be perfect. So in pursuit of
perfection.
Is when why I did the I went in and did the shoe program.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, what has been your absolutely favorite pair of shoes that you've ever designed? Absolutely favorite.
So I have a lot of favorite pairs, but we did in my first ever Lakme Fashion Week, my showstopper design was my absolute favorite. It was a pair of distressed gold leather cutwork boots.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They sound fabulous.
Yeah, they were. They were absolutely fabulous. Yeah. It made my showstopper really...
Were they designed for anyone in particular?
No, so the collection was called Isis, which... Not the terrorist group.
Of course not.
Isis is the goddess.
Yes.
Yeah, the Greek goddess.
Yes.
So the whole collection revolved around that. It was a very fun collection. We used a lot of semi-precious stones and 24-karat gold.
Please do share pictures if you have. Viewers and followers.
It was my most favorite collection ever. Yeah.
Yes. Maybe time to revive it.
Yeah. You know,
you know, we should do a modern take on it. Why not? Okay. So what do you have, Sonali, aligned for the upcoming years? And anything you'd like to say as we come towards the end of our lovely chat?
So I just am excited because I have a lot of stores planned to open in Bombay, Delhi.
Lovely.
I'm working towards getting those up and running. My online business is doing really well. So more of that. We've also actually in the pandemic branched out and have done exports to the US and the UK. So that's more of that will happen.
Yes.
And we want to see Crimson everywhere. And
we
want to have, we want to offer you guys more of what we believe in and what we stand for, which is style for comfort. So we want to continue to offer our customers more of what our logo stands for, which is 4 C's, which is creativity, craftsmanship, comfort and customization. So,
yes, perfect.
Yeah.
Which is like completely what Crimson stands for and which is what makes you a huge success. And honestly, as a Crimson woman, very proudly that I say,
I'm so happy.
And someone who really admires your work and you, you can see the glow and the shine and the warmth and the caring that goes from her to her products. So more power to you. I wish you great success and may all your dreams come true.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sonali.
So sweet. That's so lovely.
So this brings us to the end of a fun, informative and inspiring chat with Sonali Dalwani. Thank you, Sonali. I'm sure all the youngsters who are listening, people will get inspired. And I love the way how you've shared details of your craftsmanship, of your brand, and everything that goes into it. Like I say, you know, hard work pays, and more power to everyone who wants
thank
to give it
so
power.
Much.
So thank you, Sonali, and thank you for sharing your motivating journey with us at Empower and all the amazing tips for shoe lovers like me. And thank you, my lovely listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to catch up on all this podcast-related content and so much more, videos, photos, fun Q&A sessions, and delightful pictures, all of it specially curated for you on my Instagram and Facebook, Meenakshi Kuwadekar. And feel free to email me anytime on empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. And until then, as always, keep smiling, keep shining. Have a safe and fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.